On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect.
Emma Waters joins us from the Heritage Foundation. Emma, thanks for taking the time again today.
Hi, Steve. It's great to be back with you.
Hey, I saw this article at the Daily Signal, dailysignal.com is the website. And of course, if you're looking for the Heritage Foundation, heritage.org, but it's exclusive. How Labor Secretary is Saving American Jobs from AI Replacement. I don't know if it's crossed your mind at all, Emma, not so much mine, but I know other people who've talked about this. But what are we finding in this article from Elizabeth Troutman Mitchell in regards to what the Labor Secretary is doing to protect those American jobs?
The Labor Secretary is spot on that there is growing concern among the public that AI will be automating jobs, taking away American jobs, especially in the field of factory work or even writing and journalism. And there's a very real concern that in the next 5 to 10 years, there could be a massive layoff of employees who trained in a very particular skill set may no longer be needed on the wide scale that they have in the past. And this is not a hypothetical concern. Think back to the time of industrialization in America, where we saw a massive explosion in our workforce capacity. But it meant that as we turned to machineries over human labor, there were many, many people who lost their jobs in that time. And so what I see the Labor Secretary doing and her involvement in the AI task force really prioritizing is, one, keeping the human element in work, recognizing that work is good and it is good for humans to have access to jobs where they can provide for their family and have a sense of purpose and meaning. But two, knowing that work is going to inevitably change with AI, how can we actually best account for that transition and support American workers through this process and help them really settle or resettle in the coming years?
Hey, you know, to be honest, as I walked through this article today and started really thinking about, you know, okay, what about you, Steve? And actually, you can easily see how AI could replace radio personality, someone who, you know, on a station like KLYT, for the most part, facilitates between programs. Previewing what's coming up and giving information about how to connect what you've been listening to. However, in my job, and I have to think, and there's other places. I mean, you know, people talk about AI replacing, people in the medical field. But there's something about human contact, and especially in Christian radio, and hopefully my listeners, the listeners to KLYT, they know that when we say we love you, and we like you, that it's a personal thing. And there's the human element that you really, I want to say you can't replace it with AI. If you're concerned about where you are, and there obviously is that chance that jobs are going to be replaced by AI, there's a place for you to fit in and find a place. This is comforting to know that the current administration, is diligently working to, sustain those American jobs and not have them replaced, by AI. Have you had many thoughts on this, Emma?
Yeah, so it's very timely. Yesterday, the administration actually released another executive order on AI governance. This one, however, may be going a step in the wrong direction. So there's been an ongoing debate around something called the AI moratorium. And so there are some in the Trump administration who are advocating an outright moratorium on any laws governing AI, particularly those that are limiting how states can regulate AI. And then there are those who actually want to see there to be very reasonable regulations put in place to sort of direct AI's direction. And so this is a live conversation that I think we're seeing play out in real time, where I and others at the Heritage Foundation really stand in the position of a firm support for the innovation of AI, but a recognition that unfettered innovation without concern for workers, for children, for vulnerable people in our society is going to hurt many people and potentially be potentially hurt a lot of people in the process. So this is something that, again, we're seeing play out in real time right now with the administration. And we're really hoping there will be a thoughtful emphasis placed on common sense guardrails so that we're consciously directing AI towards human-centered ends that actually align with what humans want most, not just AI innovation that could potentially undermine human flourishing, human work, and child safety online.
Yeah, well, we appreciate your insight and the information provided by you, the staff at the Heritage Foundation, heritage.org. And of course, this article, again, the title is Exclusive, How Labor Secretary is Saving American Jobs from AI Replacement. And in regards to other content that Emma mentioned, just do a search on dailysignal.com for AI. And I'm sure you'll find plenty to mull through. But Emma, I know we caught you on a traveling day. We appreciate you setting aside a little time for us and look forward to catching up with you again next week. But our best wishes for a Merry Christmas as you press on through the holiday season and safe travel to where you're going today.
Thanks, Steve. Have a great weekend.
All right. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.